Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Nettleton in this girls' game, 26-21. We will check some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about Tuesday night's game and tonight's matchup, I've got a gift for you from Brad Hallworth. He wanted me to give you this map of the state of Arkansas.
let me look at that exit there. Yeah, I missed that one. Yeah. I needed that. Hey, you know, it's funny. When you're driving a bus and you're a coach and you're coming off a game, your brain, sometimes you've made 10 turns and you're like, how did I end up here? Because you're sitting there thinking about the game. And probably not necessarily the safest thing, but you know, we were actually sitting there talking scores and talking about Searcy, you know, kind of how they've been playing and just kind of, you know, deep into thought, I guess. And I drove by and said, yeah, I think I missed that exit. So and what's funny is that we didn't take the exit and turn around. We took an exit and then kind of went back ways. And
yeah,
I'm looking at some of these roads. So yeah, it added about another 25 minutes. And not only that, we end up having bus trouble.
Right.
And had to have Dell come back and pick us up. So, needless to say, Tuesday night and I guess Wednesday morning was quite the experience.
Yeah, I guess so.
Appreciate that, Brad.
Yeah. By the way, I believe he is listening tonight. Well, let's talk about this last Tuesday's matchup. It was a tough way to – in the game, 61-48 loss. It was a game that was, stayed close for much of the first half. But I tell you, once Dietrich Reeves Jr. got going, man, he was just unstoppable.
Well, he's a super talent, as good as any guard in the state. You know, I think he's the best guard in the state.
And
I've shared the same opinion with some other coaches. But he's a super talented kid. But you know, we knew he was going to get his. He kind of had a nice little run on the third quarter. We did really good the first half. But he kind of took things over there in the third quarter. But, you know, really what really got us was boards. Got beat up on the boards too bad. We had too many turnovers. And those are things that we can take care of. And that's what I told the guys. The message was like, hey, we didn't play our best game. And there's nothing that tells me that when they come here – that we can't beat those guys. So that you know, when they come here, we'll be fully confident. But we got to do a better job on the board, especially. So, tip your cap to Marion. I mean, they're super talented. The boys' kid, I thought we did a great job on him. You know him. You know, anytime you start the game and you got number one and number zero, the Reeves kid getting their plaques for McDonald's All-American nominees.
Yep.
You know, it's you're going against an uber talented team, and they are the best duo guard combo in state, but. Thought we did a really good job on the boys' kid and did a solid job on Reeves. Just, you know, he still got his when he needed to.
He went with a hand in his face.
Yes. And he made tough shots, and he made some really good plays. Just tip your cap. But when they come here, we'll have something for them. I promise you that.
Yeah. Well, this Nettleton team is – definitely struggling compared to a year ago. I actually talked to their coach earlier today. He was telling me they lost about 95% of their offense from a year ago.
Yeah, the Nettleton had a super, super talented team last year, and they were one of the best teams they've had in a long, long time. And hey, guess what? They finished third in our conference. That's how good our conference
is.
You know, you're gonna have an all-time team at a school like Nettleton and still finish third, and barely third. It took a win on the last day to get out of the fourth seed. But, no, they've lost a lot. They've got But they've got they're really young, so you never know about this much. But I do know that he had a couple move-ins from Jonesboro that's starting for him, and that made him a lot better to go with his he's got a sensational sophomore, DeVaris Whitaker.
Yes.
He's a just a stud. He's a mid-D1 player. You know, it seems like everybody we play has got, you know, somebody, a D1-type player or, you know, legit D1 player. But, yeah, you know, so we'll have our hands full. And it's going to be really, you know, they're undersized. We have a size advantage. But that kind of plays against us, too, because we're going to have to guard the perimeter. These dudes can get to the rack. And, you know, we got to always know where McCullough, 24, he's one of them that moved over from Jonesboro. We got to know where he's at. We got to know where Whitaker's at. But, you know, we've really – same thing in Marion. If we don't take care of the ball and we don't control the boards, we're going to have a hard time beating these guys.
Yep. Well, Josh, thanks for joining us and good luck tonight.
Yes. Matt, what a great environment we have tonight. We got the number 1 and 5 girls team in the state.
That's right.
And it's a barn burner. I knew it was going to be a close ball game. Coach Leonard's got his girls ready. So.
And don't forget our special guest, Mike Neighbors.
Yes, and you got Mike Neighbors in the house. I mean, what a great night to be at the hangar. So still plenty of time to get on down here. Anybody that's out there listening, come watch our girls pull this thing out.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate all you do, Matt. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mount Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Nelton 26-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 84th Masters Tournament, April 6th through the 12th on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other. And follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers multiple channels of live video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2020 Masters.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Nelton leading Mountain Home in this girls' matchup at the break, 26-21. Right now, Mountain Home's got one player in double figures. That is Anna Grace Foreman with 10 points, 6 so far for Kate Gilbert, 3 for Emma Martin, and 2 for Ashton Yates. Right now, Nelton's leading scorer is Bradley Pena with 9 points, 8 for Alana Eaton, who, by the way, is averaging about 23.5 points a game normally. 5 for Wakiria Daniels and 2 each for Travia Woodruff and Daly Dacus. So far, Mountain Home with 4 turnovers, Nelton with 3. This game has had 1 tie and 4 lead changes so far. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Nelton leading Mountain Home 26-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.